أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 96 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about Allah's system of sending Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam to different people, different communities, different tribes. And then these Nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transmit, propagate the message of Allah. People oppose the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and Allah ta'ala puts them through trials. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes those conditions of trials into conditions of prosperity and good times, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then gives them that rope, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes them to task. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about if the people of the past, the people of the present and the future bring two qualities, what will be the response from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's side. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If the people of the villages, the people of the towns to which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, or whoever had heard the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they brought two qualities, آمَنُوا, they brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, like how iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is supposed to have been brought. Secondly, wattaqaw. Wattaqaw, they fear, but here it is more in the meaning, they keep away from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. They keep away from sin. What will be Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's recompense for them? Allah says, lafatahna alayhim barakatim minas sama'i wal ard. Then we will open upon them barakat. We will open upon them blessings from the sky and the earth. The word barakat is the plural of the word barakatun. And barakatun in Arabic actually refers to the bottom portion of a camel. And when a camel sits, then in Arabic it is used in this word of tabarrak, that it is now sitting, because a camel generally sits for a very long time before it stands. Then we find another word very similar, birka, is when it rains in abundance and then the dams and the ponds get filled with water, and that remains for a very, very long time. So that also is derived from this word. Hence ulama have expressed that barakah in actual fact has two parts to it. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants an abundance in little. There may be a very small thing, a thing in very small quantity rather, and in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants an abundance. When we look into the seerah and the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will find many examples of that. One or two examples would be sufficient. That once Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator, just the gist of the incident, that once Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself was in a state of absolute hunger, and then somebody brought some milk to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a bowl, a container, a very small bowl, a very small container. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Abu Huraira, call all those that are in the masjid, all those who are on the sofa. And all those were called. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one by one, come and drink from this. So they drank and they drank. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when everybody had taken to his full, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Abu Huraira, it is you and I. So that little bit of milk, in it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put barakah, and in it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an abundance. Then we find the famous incident at the time of the Battle of Trench, that the Sahabi's wife had a little kid goat, goat kid, a small of a goat, and from there she cooked, and she said to the Sahabi, call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a few companions. He did that, but Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called everyone, and everyone ate from a little pot of food. So that is one aspect of barakah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts an abundance in very little. Then we find another aspect of barakah, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates the means of lasting long. Like for example, a person may have some kind of an equipment, and he goes on for years and years and years. So in it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put barakah. Another example of barakah is, in a very short while, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts an abundance of ibadat, or an abundance of khidmat of deen. Now all of that is barakah. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to barakat, an abundance of barakah from where? Minas samai wal ardi, from the skies. That Allah Ta'ala will send that amount of rain that is insufficiency. In other words, it is not in abundance that it will cause damage. It is not little that there will be a drought, but there will be sufficient rains that will come down from the skies. And wal ardi, the earth also will give out its agriculture. The earth will give out its food in abundance, and hence, in this way, everyone will be seen to. So this is that barakat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promises, but there are two conditions, amanu and wattaqaw. They brought iman, and they feared, and they kept away from sin. Walakin kadhabu. But Allah ta'ala says the truth and the reality is insan, walakin kadhabu. But then man had denied Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Then we had got hold of them. We took them to task. Why? Not because we wanted to. It is not وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala enjoys punishing people. But because of their deeds, what they had earned, and in lieu of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taken them to task. So the lesson that we learn from here is, bring proper iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Proper iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the sifat, the qualities of Allah, that Allah ta'ala is one, wahdahu la sharika la. Allah ta'ala has quwwat, innal quwwata lillahi jami'a. All power, all strength belongs to only Allah ta'ala. Only Allah ta'ala is the raziq, Allah is the razzaq. Only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the doer, and He will do fa'alul lima yureed. Allah will do whatever Allah ta'ala so desires. That type of iman needs to come, and then obviously keep away from the sins and abstain from it, fulfill the commandments of Allah, and we will see this type of barakat in our lives. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.